There was some jeering and shouting Thursday night as Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney met with about 300 people at a church on Bates Ford Road. The community meeting came 3 days after a police officer shot and killed a man at a fast food restaurant nearby. WFAE's David Borax has more.
CMPD said ahead of the meeting that Chief Putney couldn't discuss details of Monday's shooting of an armed African-American man, Danquirius Franklin, by a white CMPD officer, Wendy Curl. Putney mostly stuck to that, though his opening remarks were almost apologetic.
This is not a good meeting. These are not good times. And the truth of it is, I'm very, very tired of meeting like this. I really am. People expect me to come up here, and I know some of you, and try to defend what can't be defended.
Putney says there's a lot of distrust for police in Charlotte and around the country, in part because of past incidents and laws that were written to segregate and dehumanize people of color.
And the truth of the matter is, we've earned a lot of that. Our history bears that out. However, we have to be careful when we combine the history with a flashpoint and an incident like we had earlier this week.
Putney said emotions make it hard to differentiate between the two. He said many people have already made up their minds about the shooting, either in support of police or against them. But his job is to ignore both sides and look at the facts, he said. He urged the audience to do the same. After Putney spoke, CMPD lawyer Mark Newbold described a series of Supreme Court cases that set the standards for when police are justified in using force, deadly or otherwise. He said the court has ruled that police have the right to use reasonable force in making arrests and to use deadly force when they feel an imminent threat.
The whole process of the use of force is not pretty. It's an ugly process. But I think we all recognize that there is a concept of self-defense that you have and so do police.
But when Putney began a Q&A with the audience, some didn't want to talk about constitutional law, like this speaker who described herself as a black transgender woman and longtime resident.
We're not actually here because we're here. We're here because we're angry about what you're doing to our community. You showed us that you don't care about us.
She listed the names of other people of color who've been killed by CMPD officers in recent years, like Keith Lamont Scott and Josue Diaz. Another woman also mentioned those and other fatal police shootings.
Why does it seem that when it's a black or brown person involved, it goes to deadly force automatically?
Putney replied that the facts show CMPD officers have shot white people. One woman asked how officers are trained about when to use de-escalation tactics. Putney said it begins with getting a suspect to drop his or her weapon.
For instance, we have somebody with a knife. We say, drop the knife. They put the knife down. Now we got to run my mouth to calm the situation down, to get to the root cause, extract them from the weapon so we can communicate as people, so we can resolve that without violence.
But Putney did not talk about whether that happened in Monday's shooting. Another woman said the idea of an imminent threat is too subjective and asked, as happened Monday, why only one officer among a group of officers pulled her trigger. Putney replied,
it can be 10 of us, 9 cannot shoot. I can perceive a threat specific to me or to anybody else, and that's what the law allows.
Putney argued that CMPD has a good record, saying that only 5 of 600,000 police encounters last year were fatal shootings. A line of police was stationed outside the church during the meeting. As Putney spoke, a group of protesters marched to the church from the Burger King where Monday's shooting occurred. Some yelled at police and carried signs saying Black Lives Matter and Rest in Peace, Danquirius Franklin. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.